We're sat in a mainly tiled room. It's about, I don't know, 10 metres by 6 metres, and it is mainly run by Palestinian gentlemen. There are two fridges. I feel almost like I am in Jordan or Iraq or, anywhere but Denmark. We tried to find a local restaurant that was open, but due to the time difference we forgot, by the time we actually got out of the hotel, most places seemed closed. So we saw the sign that said Tasty, and we headed in. The restaurant is called Tasty. It's basic, it's simple, it's very friendly.
It's us, but
more importantly, there's a couple of guys sat around drinking what looks like a... Eating. No drinking going on here other than pop. Yeah, a tasty looking, very sociable meal, and it looks good. So I basically just said, I'm having what they're having. And they had to call a guy from out the back who speaks great English to come and talk to us, who's so friendly and kind of connected with us in a lovely way, and even gave us a discount. So one of the things I wanted to broach about Denmark was, is it hagglable? Well, you be friendly, you get in a conversation, and suddenly the price starts dropping anyway. So that was just fantastic.
But what you did there, which was fascinating to me, because I don't know, I'm not as well traveled as you, but I can recognise appreciation when I see it, was the fact that we stood up there and you sort of said, you know, love what they're eating. And, you know, the older guy called over the younger guy who could speak English. And as soon as you started being respectful of his religion, his ideology, his country, all of that sort of stuff, then things changed. You know, and that to me is where the world should be, not big bankers in jobs with loads of money. You speak to him and respect him for his culture, and money started dropping off the bill. That's fascinating to me.
For me, I guess so. I suppose it comes naturally, because from travelling, I would never get very far by just shouting at people to a certain extent. So I have learnt a couple of words, very few words of Arabic, and being able to say a couple of things to him, I think breaks down a lot of barriers. And this is why I'm keen to know a couple of words of Danish. I think it would be very helpful to be able to say thank you. I think jag älskar dig is Swedish for I love you. I don't know many. I don't know. But I'm sure it would be understood here. We should try it out. So we're waiting for our food. It's going to be here any moment. I'm enjoying a Coke Zero just because I need that little bit of wake-up juice for a moment. Phil's drinking a Sprite, which I have to respect his choice because that's what all the locals in here are also drinking, washing down their delicious-looking food. I'm so hungry, man.
No, dude.
Any second now.
If there's a pattern on the plate, it's gone.